evening, folks, and a hearty welcome to our drive-in theater. We have a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you, one that will provide several hours of pleasurable relaxation and diversion for you and your family. Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are. We just want you to enjoy yourselves. Don't forget to visit our refreshment center during the intermission or any time. You'll love the tasty array of snacks we have to offer. So will the youngsters. Everything is quality and so good. We hope you'll make this a weekly visit. Bring the family. Bring your friends. There are always wonderful new pictures to see, delightful snacks to nibble, a gay, pleasant evening for all. Oh, a word of caution. Don't drive over 10 miles an hour in the theater area for your safety's sake. And Mom or Pop, go with the kids when they leave the car. We hope you have a wonderful time. Come back soon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Walking Mania, Week 2, McBain. This is James Glickenhaus, so we got to say it's good, and we got a half hour full of 80s war trailers, which has some gold in it. I mean solid gold. But first, I got to say, go ahead. This is Carl.
I was just going to say that these compilations for Movie Trailer Madness have been basically gold. They really have been good. They really do a good job.
And they're short. We don't have to worry about timing, just 30 minutes in and out.
Yep.
But first, before we get trailers started, we got to say a fond farewell to Dame Edna herself, Barry Humphries, who was really the start of the Brogan humor.
Yeah, Barry Humphries, for me, you know, I go back to Barry McKenzie.
Yeah, Barry McKenzie and Barry McKenzie Conquers the World.
Right,
that go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say he plays like three or four roles, including Dame Edna. You know,
yeah,
I mean, he was talented.
The one,
he had
yeah.
several
and
characters.
And that's the one where Donald Sutherland plays a vampire.
Yes.
But, one yeah, he was there during the start of the raunchy Australian comedy.
Conquered Australia, conquered Britain, conquered U.S., all over, man.
And the second, well, Porgy and Bess, the one that Carl's doing tomorrow, The World, the Flesh, and the Devil. What's
the Angel
other
Levine.
One? Yeah, Angel Levine. Carmen Bate. Carmen. What's the version of Carmen that he did?
Carmen Jones.
Yeah, Carmen Jones. And that's
also, don't
the
forget
one...
Uptown Saturday Night.
Oh, God, yeah. And that's the one and only Harry Belafonte. If you really want to get his last word, go to the great movie. If you haven't seen it yet, then you can go to. You need to go to Movie Geek's Hell. And that is, Am I Black Enough for You?
They do a whole segment on Belafonte in that documentary.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
And here we go to 80s war trailers, and we're about to hit the field running.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on to what?
Trailers part one.
Yeah, part
trailer
one.
Madness, so everyone knows.
Well, it's the newest. It's the newest one after 90s sci-fi trailers, so it's basically going to be easy to find. But here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
This is the movie that made Brian Brown and Edward Woodward over here. Yes, The Wicker Man sort of flopped. But this written in stone, Edward Woodward is one of the most manly men ever made. And it was based on a true story, too.
And
there's and
that's
Jack
Thompson.
Thompson.
And he's great in this.
Yeah. This is. Then you don't know your 80s war films, 80s art films, 80s action films. The great Breaker Morant. That's where they screwed up, is that they killed a German missionary. You know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But they didn't fight war. It was a German missionary on his way to a religious monastery.
Mm-hmm. Jack Thompson plays their defense attorney.
Yeah.
And
they end
so
up
good.
Yeah. And hit Breaker Morant became a folk hero in Australia because they screwed him horribly. They let the people who ordered him to do it didn't have nothing happen to him, but him and his fellow, they got it up the butt hard.
Yep, they did.
And Edward Woodward has one of the most famous and greatest inlines ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger Corman released it.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Okay, get your troll bucket out.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The problem with normal audiences in this movie is that it is about the boredom of war. The guy with the cigar is the director himself, and that would be Samuel Fuller, the big red one. You have to see it uncut. Because the short version is good, but the close to three hour cut really gets into the boredom of war. Or it's like you march for 5 hours, shoot for about 30 seconds or a minute, and then you march some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sam Fuller was at D-Day.
Mm-hmm. And Robert Carradine, who's in this, actually sort of plays Sam Fuller.
Well, he does play Sam Fuller. And Sam Fuller has actually got a cameo in this.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the namesake himself, Griff. Oh.
I wrote it, baby face.
Face, yeah.
This is an absolutely fantastic film.
Yeah, it has the moments of terror and the moments of joy and happiness.
One of the most true-to-life films, too. You know, through the
yeah.
eyes of war, which, of course, you know, he's not exactly objective, let's just say.
Yeah. This was his dream movie. Yeah, this was his dream movie.
Yeah, it was.
And speaking of walking, last Alistair MacLean movie. The problem is the title is more badass than the movie itself.
Now, I don't know this one as well. I've seen it once, sort of like.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
The movie is not that good. Only the best things about it is walking, the movie title, and that fucking gun right there.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that Walken won an Oscar for The Deer Hunter.
Right.
Which I love to death. Most, a lot. I love it more than as a movie, I love The Deer Hunter more than Apocalypse Now.
Agreed.
This was one of Tom Berenger's first films.
Oh, let's throw some Shakespeare in it.
Well, the term was literal back in when it was said. In short, set out the attack dogs.
Mm-hmm.
See? I would enjoy shooting that gun for the movie too. I'd have that grin with that gun with that big barrel and just the glow and all that.
Oh yeah.
But it's not that good. But then again, I can't think of many good Alistair MacLean movies.
Quick Hard Pass. It was a submarine movie.
Yeah, this is one of the last old school ones. The Sea Wolves.
Okay.
That's one of those I'm like, well, I thought that was the 70s.
That's 1980.
Oh, it's Australian, because look who's there.
Yep. No, I think it's MacLean. I like workmanlike director.
Hey, there's Gregory Peck.
Mm-hmm. That's one guy that didn't really do as well in his later career as Gregory Peck. In the 70s and 80s.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about the boys from Brazil.
Oh, there are
worse. I want to forget exists. David Niven. This is definitely one of them all-star movies. With two James Bonds in the movie.
Yeah.
Who was the second James Bond? Everyone knows
well,
about
that would be David
Roger
Niven.
Moore. Yeah.
Casino Royale, the 1967 spoof.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those old school romantic men on a mission movies. Trevor Howard. Yeah, those were big in the 70s and 60s, the mom movies.
Mm-hmm.
Men on a Mission, which was the first one to take the Men on the Mission movie from the old school 50s and into the modern day with the 60s, Carl?
I'm trying to think. War movie. Just tell me what you're thinking. It's probably one of
the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah.
Clark.
That was not what I was thinking. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I was thinking Guns of Navarone, actually.
No, that wasn't as nasty or dirty as Dirty Dozen was. From the makers of the Wild Geese. Now, the Wild Geese is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one is better than it has any right to be from that crap book. Eye of the Needle. Is it Eye of the Needle or
no,
Eye of the Storm? Eye of the Needle.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland is great as the German agent who's sneaking into Britain.
He really is good at this.
Oh, he is so good in this.
Okay, now I'm surprised she didn't do better in her career after this. Not that she didn't work, but nothing this. This was huge. This was a big, big film. 82 or 83.
This was the first feminist World War II film.
Yeah. You can also say this is a spy movie, too.
Yeah, it was. Follett, yeah. In case you're wondering, boys and girls, Ken Follett in the 70s and 80s was a big writer of the spy movie.
What do we got?
Yeah.
We got Paramount, so it must be good.
It's one of those exotic movies. Or is this, Britain? Oh, you mentioned it earlier. Polly.
I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, Giapoli. Gallipoli.
Gallipoli. Okay,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, the one... Yeah, the first really big film of Mel Gibson.
Right.
About these boys who were sent in at Gallipoli to be meat for the grinder.
Yeah.
This was set during the Russian, Nazi desert campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Weir. This is a good one if you haven't seen it.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey. I love it when someone does the Sieg Heil and it just looks like they're going, hey.
You know.
Oh, the lion and,
It's the lion or something.
And of course, it has, Oliver Reed over the top.
It's not the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, I'm just saying.
No. The lion in the desert, I think. But still, it's got Oliver Reed over the top, and that's always,
always fun.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Not as fun as Malcolm McDowell over the top.
True.
Malcolm McDowell was naked except wearing a butcher's apron with not the insignia in it, and I forget what movie. Oh, is this the one about, yeah, Mustafa Akkad.
He also did the one about Muhammad, too, with Quinn. That is not this.
And that's what made me love Mustafa Akkad. They want to kill you for making the movie about the lion of the desert.
Okay.
They want to kill you for making the movie about Muhammad. Let the motherfuckers in. I'll kill every fucking one of them. Fuck them fucking assholes. You didn't fuck with Akkad.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
ooh.
George C. Scott. Timothy. Oh, I loved this one.
Caps. Yeah, this one doesn't do it for me. That's me, okay?
Yeah, just but it was still good.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying this did not do it for me.
The best actor in this movie is Tom Cruise as the psycho sniper.
Mm-hmm. And Scott is always dependable. I mean, he did that film. Was not a good director, but when he was being directed by someone else, he was good. He saw.
Timothy Hutton was okay. He did some good movies, but some bad ones too. Ronnie Cox.
Mm-hmm. I don't see sending any kid to a military school. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a real dark Lord of the Flies type film.
Yep. How about Becker, who also did The Onion Field? Trust me, he was dark material. All his films were dark.
What's this?
Red Ward?
Oh, no. Uncommon Valor.
Oh, yeah.
The one about Ross Perot and his crazy mission to rescue his son from over in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Just they didn't use the Ross Perot name.
No. This is a damn good film. I like this
film.
Yeah.
Well, look at who's in it.
Yeah, seriously. Gene Hackman.
Your boy.
Yeah.
Fred Lewis. What's his name from Trancers?
Yeah. I was just about to mention Tim Harrison.
Yeah. This movie wasn't no good. The same story was told by Oliver Stone, and you love that version.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of it? The one with James Woods that you love?
Salvador.
Salvador, yeah. This is like the American action film version of Salvador. Strictly 80s. Joanna Pakula.
Is that Ed Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I always liked him in the 80s, man. Again, I don't know what this movie is. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Under Fire.
Is this Under Fire? Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, it's more of a American action film version of Salvador. PG, this only could be Forced Him from Navarone. Let's see if I'm good and psychic. It's Columbia, so yeah, it's probably Forced Him from Navarone.
Let's see.
Oh, from the Pulitzer winning prize winning play.
And then Forced Him.
Jewison. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I love this movie.
This is a good one. This is a real good one.
Yeah, and they just showed why.
Adolf Caesar, man.
Oh, Adolf Caesar steals this film. And whose first major film was this?
Denzel?
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
Yep.
This movie is underrated. And Adolf Caesar was in the play version of this.
Oh, God. Okay, they have to have one bad one.
The Under Fire is not that good. Remember, there was three Wild Geese films at least. There was Wild Geese, The Wild Geese 2, Codename Wild Geese.
Codename. And
yeah. Well, that's what
this
is, Codename.
By far, this is not good.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have it. Yeah, hey, it's got Klaus Kinski, so there must be something good.
Lee Van Cleef too. But it is not good.
No.
I'm sorry.
Especially as good as the first one is. I don't know if they're going to show it, but if they don't, the first Wild Geese is definitely worth watching, isn't it?
That was late 70s, though.
Well, I'm just talking about the trilogy as is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, God, I want to give Klaus Kinski a fucking machine gun.
No, no way.
You remember that picture I put up from Fritz Karate? No, it's A Get Ready to Wrath of God that
yeah.
had him and her talk about to kill each other, and I say...
No, that's Fritz Karate. They were gonna kill each other at Fritz Karate.
Yeah, and I said that's me and you working out the shows each week.
Yeah, exactly.
And sadly it was, wasn't it? It still is.
Trauma's war?
What?
Trauma's war?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, this is trauma.
This is a Buddy Giovanni's American Nightmares, a.k.a. Combat Shot.
Yep.
If you want to watch a dark, nasty, dirty film,
this is it.
This is it. I remember going to the Action Island, renting this, and feeling so goddamn dirty and depressed when it was over.
Oh, it's nasty.
But
and
it's Buddy Giovanni.
It's also fucking brung.
But it's Buddy Giovanni. He was a member of the New York crew along with Abel, showing the dark, nasty, sweaty balls of New York City.
The only other thing I know of Buddy real well is there's a horror compilation film called The Theater for Zombies. He does a segment in it and it's really, really good.
There's a scene in this where this guy, because he don't have his gimmick, he rips his vein open with teeth. And heroin right into the vein. And Life is Hot and Cracktown's just as good and just as nasty and bleak and dark.
That one I've not seen. That one I don't know.
This one you need to see, Carl.
Oh, well, I've seen Combat Shot several times. Three times.
Yeah. Oh, man, why are they ruining the mother ending? Oh, great. Let's just show them the fucking ending.
Yeah. And you thought Deer Hunter was depressing? No. Deer Hunter is a walk in a fucking park next to there.
It's sad that he's only really done two major films, a couple of books, the one you've seen.
Right.
Okay.
I'm a notch.
Now, let me find it.
The end of that.
Boy, they ended with a damn.
Yeah, Jesus. Now, that's only part one. They come up with part two. There's a lot in the 80s still they haven't gotten to.
A lot of great ones that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
There it is.
Interestingly, they ended with Combat Shock. That actually shocks me.
We get to 00. Okay, pause.
Now, I'm ready to go. So do you want to say something about this before we start?
This is a totally insane movie with Christopher Walken, directed by James Glickenhouse. At the time when it came out, which is about 88, 89, to about 94, Glickenhouse was one of the gods. If you went to a video store and you seen James Glickenhouse as director, you would rent it without even thinking.
Yeah, I didn't do much with the VHS, but all these came up on HBO and that. And man, anytime I saw the name Glickenhouse, I'm watching that shit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I don't know this one. I don't. No, that's
especially
Christopher
with
Walken
all of the actors
in it. And I didn't know.
Yeah. But we'll talk about all the great actors in it as they come up and or as they show them up in the credits. So get to McBain, full movie, HB, 1991, a Christopher Walken, Michael
Ironside and Maria Cachito.
Michael Ironside, yeah.
And it's Filmmaker is the supplier of it. Filmmaker.
Yeah. And here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play now.
There we go. A Boyd Carman production of
a James Glickenhouse
film.
Christopher Walken. Maria Conchita Alonso. McBain.
With that title, you have no idea what you're getting in.
Poi Manu Valley, 1973.
No, stop.
Michael Ironside, another great one who never got the chance he got. And there
Steve
is
James.
One of our gods, Steve fucking James. Everyone who's talked about working with Steve James has said he's one of the greatest actors and just a great person. T.G. Waits. Victor Argo.
Oh, nice. Always good to see Victor.
And this is the cover of Dire Straits' Brother in Arms.
A Kid Bonera, too. Nice. And I gotta bring up the volume a little bit because there are no closed captions.
Yeah, it's a bit low. How'd you like that?
Okay.
Sure, you've been dead meat.
Yeah. Open. Don't want to bleed. If I'm bleeding through, let me know.
Oh, don't worry about it. That means the people can hear the sound and keep up with us.
Okay.
Seriously. This is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Bless Steve James. I mean, there's so many chances that he had. Let's see. What's its name? Cannon fucked him over hard. And,
yeah.
And then every time he got a break, he got cancer.
Yep. Two films that he's in that I love is The Brother from Another Planet and then To Live and Die in L.A. He has smaller roles in both, but he's so good.
And don't forget Street Justice, which there isn't a good copy of out there.
No.
It's a film where he made himself have the starring role. And he was supposed to star in Sam Raimi's superhero show, Mantis, which was created for him, but then the cancer came back and killed him. This is the second great war film that Glickenhaus made.
Okay.
And you know what the first is? And it also had Steve James in it.
Which one? Tell me.
What do you call a retired Terminator?
I don't know. Tell me.
An ex-Terminator.
Oh, ex-Terminator. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And it also had Steve James in it.
Yep.
He was going to have, Glickenhaus wanted to have Steve James as the star, but the studio wanted
a real name.
Yeah, a white name. And there he is. The one, the only.
Yep.
That's how strong Steve James is. He's moving that whole log by himself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how do you look at it? It's starting with a fucking pit fight.
Yep. Yep. Go get him walking. He's getting his shit beat out of him.
Yeah, that's what I like. He's not your average badass hero, you know.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
See, look, Steve James just barely used his pinky finger to break that guy's neck.
Yep.
Steve James is such a badass, he just looks at you and kicks ass.
Nice. Nice.
Now, there's a guy I would love to get on the show.
Who?
Glickenhaus.
Oh, hell yeah. Fucking A. Mm. So when you were describing this film to me, you didn't really tell me it was a war film or started out as a war film.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Okay, he's got some crazies. There are some crazies here.
Well, this is a big plot point right here.
Okay. Let's find. Back. The name is Roberto
Santos.
Nice.
That's how he gets involved in this, the modern day
okay.
stuff, you know.
Okay. All right, so that's the prologue.
Medellin, Colombia, 18 years later.
Now that would be 1991.
Yeah.
That's when this came out.
Was she an 80s girl or a 90s girl?
I'm not sure.
I think a little bit of both. Late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, I'm going to go there for a second. Hold on. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the guy that McBain owes and gave him the half of.
Yeah, that's Maria Conchita Alonso. She's more of a 90s girl.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the guy he gave half a dollar.
Uh-huh. Right, that's Santos. She's still acting, by the way.
Yeah.
She's still around.
Well, she's always good.
Oh, yeah.
She was in one of our favorites, Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Right.
Well, more as a secondary
character.
She
was in the 80s, too. She was in the 80s.
Yeah.
She started a lot with TV in the 80s. And then as you go on, she was on Moscow and Hudson. Fear City. A Fine Mess. Touch and Go. Yeah, 80s. She started really.
That's one we need to do some. Oh God, yeah, that's the two that we need to do someday.
You know, she's also in The Running Man, Colors,
yeah,
Vampire's Kiss, Predator 2.
That's
yeah.
That's
yeah.
I've just seen three of hers that we need to do.
Yeah,
The Running Man. What was the other two big ones?
Okay, hold on. Let me go back. Predator 2, Vampire's Kiss.
No, earlier.
Extreme Prejudice.
Yeah, Extreme Prejudice.
Moscow and the Hudson and Fear City.
Fear City.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
Now that
Fear
we've
City.
Got the uncut version out.
Yeah, really.
Which drives me crazy. Yeah, it doesn't cut out any gore, any violence, any sex. It cuts out plot. There's many scenes of the killer reading from his diary.
Mm-hmm. Yowza.
Don't look at the hookers that way.
Yeah, really.
See, that's proof that they're Spanish. You know why? Look how many they got in the trunk. That's how come us Mexicans weren't allowed in a drive-in without them checking it out, because we could get like five or six motherfuckers in there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And in our drive-in, we, you know, whatever. They made so much money at the snack bar, they didn't really care.
Yeah, that was the joke. They're like, yeah, we got in free. We save money. They're like, he was always one of the big bad guys in the anti-cartel era. But that we didn't mention it on the drive-in episode, but that's what they would do. They know that they would make twice their money back from your ass from the snack bar.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she go to stab him in the dick or when she had the chance? I've never understood that in action films. They had a beautiful chance.
Yeah.
You know. God damn, this motherfucker's in a rush.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this is not making a lot of, I mean, not sure exactly who these people are. Are they American?
Well, they're American because they got the flag on there.
Yeah, well,
but
I understand
that. But it's more
that.
Like that call at emergency was from Glickenhaus. Okay, we haven't had any stunts of people getting killed with machine guns in under 10 minutes. We got to take care of that. Right.
Yep.
Do not throw rocks at a motherfucker with a machine gun.
Yeah, really. Okay, old white guys in the government, that's always scares me. You can extrapolate my comments to today if you want.
Yeah.
That's okay.
This really goes into the whole what's his name? Manuel Noriega was being helped by the government so they could smuggle out guns, you know.
Right, exactly.
Fuck your mom. Fuck your mom. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Those give me nightmares. You hear me?
Yeah.
Those moon-shaped antennas that never fucking work. You can't fuck with metal coal hanger with tinfoil around it.
Right.
Hell yeah. Go to town with that whip, homeboy. You may be the bad guy, but homeboy be going to town with that whip.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't grab grandma's butt, you pervert. I'm fucked, aren't I?
You're going to kill these people?
I don't know. I think
okay,
homeboy's just enjoying with the whip. You should have killed his ass when you had the chance. That's one way to get someone to boogie, ain't it, Carl?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Isn't that how they used to do at the dance clubs? They pull a gun on you and say, get down.
Yeah.
Look, it's supposed to be metals, and you can tell they're plastic.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Come on, these are not exactly big-budget films. I'm surprised because they got a shitload of extras.
As the best, if you're looking for great no-budget action of the 90s, Shapiro Glickenhaus,
PM Entertainment,
and Lustig.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the lost one of Lustig, look up Hit List.
Yeah.
This is good, but it ain't. Look at the president. I don't give a fuck.
No. So we're 15 minutes into the movie, and like we're 22 minutes into the movie, and Christopher Walken just basically shows up again from the beginning.
If you read the 70s action folk paperback, that's usually how it is. It would be like the preamble and then the opening. And then
right.
They would show them the guy in the barn. You're like, his name was McBain, and he was a former warrior. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He got it in 1973, and look how good it looks still.
Yep.
And here we go again with Brothers in Arms. Moo cow.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that. I don't know.
Let me see something.
But you can tell that bridge is going to get blown. Part of that railroad track is going to get blown up by the end of the movie. They've shown it so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is that? It's Occam's razor, right? If they show a gun at the beginning, you know it's going to be used. It's an important plot point. Same with anything like a bridge or anything like that, too.
Stephen King was the one who made that, and he called it the shotgun rule.
Right.
If you see a shotgun at the first of the film just lying around, you know it's going to get used before the end of the movie. The boat can leave now, Carl. Tell the crew.
Yep. And it doesn't tell me where it was shot, unfortunately. New York.
Of course, you can't. You're not going to have a Glickenhaus movie back then.
It's not in New York.
Shot in New York City.
Well, you know, the Twin Towers is there. That means you can't show this movie anymore.
Yeah.
People will get... Water Street, damn. You know, the one thing about Walken, and this is our Walken extravaganza, you take a look at his eyes. He does a lot of acting with his eyes. And you know that forehead is so
like
close
in
too.
Last week's movie, he plays this character, but then all of a sudden, now the fucking blue, he gives you the Walken grin and wink.
Yeah. A lot of people, we mentioned this last week too, but I always think it needs to be mentioned. The man started out as a song and dance man. He was a dancer. And I'll tell you, there are a couple of films like Pennies from Heaven and Romance and Cigarettes where you look at him and he does a dance and like, holy shit, can he dance.
And Maria Conchita Alonso is one of those that deserves better than she got. She got lumped in as just another POA.
Yeah.
And I mean that as an insult.
Yeah. I got it. Sorry, Terry.
Another Walken monologue.
Yep. God, there were almost too many last week.
Yeah.
Now, he seems a little more reserved at this point.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion he's going to go batshit by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Again, I have not seen this film, so I'm just, you know, basing it on what I know of Walken.
Look who the bodyguard is.
Okay,
You see?
Oh, yeah.
Now we get to see the other ones nowadays.
Oh, my God, it's a payphone. You don't see those around anymore. Dry ice. It's dry ice in those things. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what they had to do to transport organs.
I don't have to take this crap. What are you doing?
Okay, Jake's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this. Hang on.
He's a flat miner. Why don't you call him? We can use the phone.
Yes, I'm going to listen to the advice of some girl with rhinestone glasses.
Well, sir, it sounds like Mr. Barton was supposed to protect them.
Okay, all right. Steve James.
Buffalo cocaine cowboys tried to fuck the prisoners out of a prisoner. I was riding shotgun. Like a bad night to beat the man.
All right, you get hit.
I'm fine. I rode up with the van driver. He showed me pictures of his kids while we went to the prisoner's address.
He had two kids,
Carl.
Yep. Okay, so I am now a medic. I'm a doctor. Goodness gracious, I love acting.
Well, you got more hair than
he does. Oh, absolutely. That's one thing about my dad, man. My dad was in his 80s. He still had a tuft of black hair, and it was not gone or thin or anything. So.
Me, I'm a cue ball.
Yes, you are. Oh, ho, ho. Here he is.
I love how Steve James is always on in this movie as his bodyguard character.
Yeah.
You know.
There's a Picasso.
Pick your own asshole.
Somebody's
that'd be
got a
nice.
Lot of money.
An indoor pool.
No, absolutely. I don't know where they found this building, but that's a damn cool building.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, the man, Ironside.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I said. There he is. Okay. Let me tell you something. Whenever Michael Ironside shows up, I don't care what movie, it's worth watching. Just for him.
Yeah, I remember the second V miniseries. Mark
yep.
Singer was supposed to be the badass in there. And then in the middle of the second episode, there was Michael Ironside, and he stole the goddamn movie.
Oh, absolutely. Miniseries. Stole fucking miniseries. Fun yet?
Yeah, you're sitting in a chair like an old man staring at the sea. You having fun yet?
Connie, You knew that was going to happen. Michael Ironside does not show up in a movie to say no and then stay away. Sorry, that does not happen.
See how the fun, we're coming up on the fundraising part, which is just beautifully batshit insane. And there's a surprise coming up here that I'm leaving that you're going to go, oh, shit.
Cool.
So I do like the setup of this. You know, you've got the prologue, see what happened in Vietnam, and that's why he's so connected to Santos, and then boom.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. You know, the people that you know, were around in war or, you know.
Yeah, if he was
in
close
any
to
part
that
of your life,
this
that would...
is another one, another movie from this era. And he did a couple of them where he's pissed off about the death of New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about that movie because we're definitely doing that.
No, the death of New York. I mean, you've seen Abel.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're
Buddy
Gibbs,
Pisano. You know, the guys
were talking
who were real
New
York guys. Who were pissed off seeing their city go to shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Remember, I was in New York in the 80s, man.
Yeah. Al, my nuts hurt. I couldn't get up that easy. God, look how much muscle he had at this part.
Yeah, seriously. Those are some biceps, let me tell you.
I've ever seen Steve James.
Okay,
here we go. The fundraising.
Okay,
scene.
Now I know that place. That's McDougal. McDougal Street, man.
Just wait.
Oh, I don't. I'm okay with this.
Oh, yeah. And the surprise is coming up soon. See if you recognize any of the faces as a drug dealer.
Oh, is that Louis?
Yeah, that's Louis.
A poker buddy.
Louis Guzman.
Guzman.
Yeah, do you feel even worse not knowing this, that since Guzman is in it?
Oh, I love Louis Guzman. I absolutely fucking love that man. We had three poker games with Louis.
God, how do you like that? Walking just appearing out of the dark and then vanishing back into it.
Yep. Okay, I want to see this. I'm being quiet here, kids.
Yeah, look at all these toys.
Uh-huh. No! Nice!
See, you always count on Glickenhaus for action.
Absolutely. Now, this is a Glickenhaus film. Now it's a Glickenhaus film. Yes! Yeah, it's a Glickenhaus film. I'm happy now.
I love this. Listen.
Yeah. Who cares about people that sell drugs to 8-year-olds? Hey, man, you expect them to work at Burger King, making $3.75 an hour, pay them $200 a day? They're just trying to make a living. What looks like the kind of guy who get a job in one of those glass towers? See, any 8-year-olds out there? Well, I see a bunch of assholes from New Jersey.
How beautiful was that speech from him?
Oh, that's a great speech. And you could, I could tell you right now, he did not like playing drug dealers. But I could see him doing that because of that fucking speech. That's a great speech. What the hell? Okay, this is definitely a Glickenhaus film. There's no doubt.
Oh, that ain't the wild part. We're coming up on the wild part here in about 30 seconds. Hey, that's, what is it? That was Sparks.
Uh-huh. Marilyn Olsen's homestead.
Yeah.
That was actually in L.A., I think. I don't think there was in New York. Okay, this is cool shit. You
know who your wife and kids are. I know who your girlfriend is. Even though we don't have children, I'm going to find you. Sounds like my boss. Through your boss, I'm the top. Nobody. Not much. You tracked down and killed everyone responsible, including their family. Generations. Even the Iranians thought fuck with us.
This is an annual fundraising drive.
This number is Swiss bank account. The detective gets there quick. By the way, your brother-in-law. I thought he was. Now you get me the hell down.
Okay, this is cool.
Everyone being screwed by their brother-in-law.
Do now. Escobar ships his cult Mecca. So we can do with his plan.
Okay, I like that. That was fun. Oh, now they have guns.
Yeah. How do you like like I said, it gets fun after a while. We got the story over with, so let's just have some fucking fun.
You know, I mean, it's a story that you could drive plot holes through, you know, fucking city. Let alone a building. Who cares? Okay. I got to ask you, what do you think of the ponytail? Does it work or not?
It's Michael Ironside. He looks badass no matter what. You could tell this is before he got cancer, Steve James,
right?
Because if we really look, he starts losing weight during his cancer period.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
You know something too? This is a little different than a lot of his films because there's a lot more hardware in this. You know, the plane, the gun. Well, there were always guns. But this is more expansive.
How do you love Louis' speech?
Oh, that was a great speech. And I take it that's the only scene he's in.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I just love you just whip that out. Fuck you. What do you think? I'm under the fucking 9-to-5. I don't get the real money.
Circumstances should be gross to take off waiting.
What do you mean, how
much so?
There you go.
Guess not.
Okay, I like the Panama hat.
Yeah, he like took that from the guy he killed at Louis at Guzman's.
Nice.
I knew you would shit once Louis showed up.
He's wonderful.
There's so many of our guys, your guys and our guys in it. I'm amazed you haven't seen it before, you know.
No, I've not seen this. Louis was a really good friend of Ralph Marrero, and Ralph went to a poker game every week. Now, I didn't go every week, but every so often I'd go with
story,
Ralph.
Listen to our one of our greatest episodes, which is
Day of the Dead. Day of the
Dead.
Yeah,
Pilato and...
Gary Clark.
Yeah, Gary Clark and Pilato. God,
and
Amplis
was supposed to be on it, but he wasn't.
It's supposed to be bad. It's sad that both of them are gone.
You know, yeah. Along with, of course, we did that for Ralph Marrero, who had passed away.
No, we did it for you, Carl. You did it for your ego. Don't bullshit.
No, we did that for Ralph.
I think that has to be the most fucks we've ever said on the show.
Absolutely.
Fuck you, Carl. Fuck you, Carl.
No. Me and him was just saying, fuck you. Fuck you, you fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Oh, nice.
Carl is, yeah. Glickenhaus is great when it comes to action. He was underrated as an action director. See, like that.
Oh, wow. Damn.
I let the motherfucker keep shooting at me. Some bitch gonna run out of bullets sooner or later.
Yes.
Eat shit and die. Eat shit and die, whore. I'm not saying the full translation because that is too politically incorrect.
Yes.
We can't use the word we can't translate the word puto anymore.
Shall we just say harlot? We can say harlot.
I better call my guys. Minerva's 400 miles north. Something's headed our way. Dog 2, Red Dog 2.
That's one thing about Glickenhaus. Once it gets rolling,
it rolls.
Yeah.
Dan, this is Red Dog 2. Don't give those F-5s an excuse. Stay in international airspace. That's horror, Red Dog 2. Dog 2 is not good of an escort. This airfield is secure. Father died. Next arm.
I will be right back. Give me a moment. Damn.
Yeah, all good. You didn't miss the cool explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you this. Company.
This is why we can't stand many PG-13 action films nowadays, younglings.
Yeah.
Yeah, badass crap like us. How you like that shit? He shot a motherfucking plane down with a 45.
Damn.
That's how badass Walking is. He can take out a jet plane with a 45.
Yep.
Like I said, this one gets right wacky and over the top. See, I bet Steve James is just going to glare at him real hard and the plane's going to go, woo, boy.
Yep.
Still out of range. Get here soon. We'll be dead meat. Now, fighter, turn. Prepare to engage. Romy coming into range in 15 seconds.
Okay, how are they going to get out of this? Because they do.
Yeah.
Nice. Any of this CGI? It doesn't look like it.
No. It's 91. They didn't have CGI until about 95, 96.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Be right back.
What's that ass, Maria? No one is better. He was one of the last great guys when it comes to explosions.
I'm back. I had to pee.
No one did better. Well, I'll say, well, no one did better explosions than Glickenhaus in this period. Now, when it comes to car crashes, you ain't out doing PM Entertainment.
No, that's true. Jesus.
Talk about going out badass.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're tall enough where your hand don't get stuck in the barrel, boys and girls. Now this one would have gone over gangbusters at the drive-in.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, Glickenhaus always was a big name at the drive-in. I mean, how big a hit was The Exterminator?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I would think he hit the grindhouses, too, or at least some of the grindhouse circuits.
Oh, God, yeah. He was both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, PM was, too. PM hit both.
Well, PM was DTV.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But when it comes to pure wackiness, we got to bring in the one, the only, Andy Sedaris.
No, Andy Sedaris. Oh, hell yeah. Hard ticket to Hawaii. All of those, man. I was one of the few people that have seen Stacy at the drive-in.
That one is pretty much lost.
I saw it, though. Good old Howard brought that in as a third feature.
And Sedaris didn't give a shit. He hated the film.
And he was great. I fucking love Andy Sedaris.
I just love that they got all their weapons because they went and killed drug dealers.
Yep.
And held them hostage. Yeah. How do you know his brother-in-law is fucking him? Everybody's brother-in-law is fucking him.
Yeah. Who is that?
I don't know.
I've seen him. Hold on. Hold on. I'm figuring it out here.
Move the C-130. Troops. Find the stands.
Eric Granger.
I think he was in quite a few DTV action films.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Dan. Look at all this hardware, man. What kind of budget did he have? Seriously, now even if they're you know, fake guns, man, they look real.
Yeah. That's what they got, because they looked that real.
Yeah.
match radar receptor to launch two flanges.
Hey, like that. How many times have you seen that in a badass action film?
Where they're actually putting
reading
the gun
together. Instruction, yeah.
Yeah. It's not flashing on the terrain coat. Seriously. You want to flash it in the terrain coat.
Oh, they forgot to turn the batteries on, dumbasses. Hey, like, yeah. What's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, you dumbasses, you forgot to turn the batteries on.
That's right. Let's do a selfie via 1991, kids.
Here we go.
Selfie. Oh, that's funny. Do the bow tie.
Captain Clip-On.
Yep. If I have to wear a tie, it's a clip-on, kids. I never learned. Okay, you are definitely bleeding, or I am, so I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
No, don't, because this movie's got a low sound. Don't you love it when you have a hobby?
Yeah. Baseball bat. Nice. Like that. I don't think I've ever seen that one before. By the way, we are like exactly on. There's no lag, there's no nada.
You're still an idiot.
Yeah. Of course, the American government is involved. Yeah, this is
American drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get all these goddamn helicopters?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm surprised at this. The budget, you know, he stretches budgets, man. This is a good, solid mid-level film.
Yeah, Glickenhaus loved his helicopters.
Yeah, he did. Okay, that kid needs some
dumbass. It don't take a pitchfork to an airplane fight.
No, you don't. Or helicopter fight.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, the demolition guy on this film must have had a fucking blast. Seriously.
Yeah. It's just too bad that the missiles didn't fly straight like they're supposed to, and they just went cockeyed.
Yeah.
The chickens are like, fuck them, they were going to eat us.
Aww.
This movie is not afraid to make the bad guys the lowest scum of the scum.
Yeah.
Ain't that a motherfucker? I love it. Walken's dressed like he's on fucking vacation.
Yep.
Die if you don't.
Give me a lighter. Any kind of tube, anything hollow.
Give me a tube, Carl.
keep the windpipe clear, chin up. Hold her head. If I not breathe.
Right. Here we go. Hold the arm.
I said, like, yeah, this is fake. Don't worry about it.
If you're listening to this live, we're going to have to go into overtime. If you're not, you're cool. Hey, Carl, you're in the movie.
Yeah.
There's me with a little princess and a couple other little puppies.
Nice. Cantina.
$1,000 yeah, I love it. Oh, that's Whip Boy. I'm sorry, but that was a hell of a pimp smack with that whip.
Yeah, it was. Ironside.
Ha! Ha! Hey, fuck you! Ha! 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 I love it.
But we missed Steve James kicking the door down. Now, wait a second. That's not fair.
Yeah, well, I love that. You about to kick the door in. Wait! I love that because that's just something you always think when you're watching an action film or a
right.
horror film, you know. Never mind. They love them Colombian pork pie hats.
Yeah, they do. You know, old school, they have maps. They don't have Google Maps at this point. Bogota, Colombia.
It has been 2 days since I killed someone, and I miss it.
Yes. Now, I've not seen the movie, so I'm betting, is all his crew going to get through or not?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen this.
Hang on.
Fireworks, okay. What is this?
That means the big gunfight is probably going to be taking place there.
More likely. Oh, someone doing coke. That does not surprise me. Great American Television? Sorry. Got to be CBS, NBC. I guess they couldn't do that.
Nowadays, you can just put it online on the YouTube.
Exactly.
How the hell did they get every goddamn TV?
It's called a movie, okay? Realism is not this movie's strong point. That's okay.
It's down. Stop in the name of love.
Love stopper.
We the people. Ah, shit, I gotta go kill somebody.
Not sure what they're planning here, but it's going to be big.
They blow something up. You notice they ain't got that many tanks because they ain't blowing them up.
Right.
Fuck you, Pendejo.
Okay, who's the babe?
I don't know. He's treating her like a dog. No, stay.
Damn! Well, you know he was going to die. He came in late.
Yeah.
Damn. Freaking house is pulling all the fucking stops here.
Hell yeah. He always does.
Yes. Seriously.
I mean, he is on record as being the last movie to ever be shot. As they were tearing down 42nd Street.
Yeah, that's
and I'm
what.
Seconds.
Right. It's chaos.
Did you see the look on his face? Oh, God,
yeah.
It's walking.
Yeah.
Going on here. We're under
attack. Open fire.
Steps
open fire.
Finally, Whip Boy gets his.
Yep.
Fuck you. This must be the only tank they got left. Some explosion.
Damn.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, yeah. Everything is going boom in a satisfactory way.
Yes.
Hey, there's you, Carl.
Yeah.
You didn't see what, you don't know what sign I was talking about. There it is again. You. Did you catch it that time, which one I was pointing at?
No.
There it is again. Idiota.
Oh, idiota. Okay.
Yeah, a.k.a.
Idiot. Gotcha.
Only Glickenhaus House will put in the sign that says, kiss my ass.
Fire is no good.
I have ordered the Treasury to begin printing a new form. This new money will be exactly the same, except
instead of being green,
it will be printed on red, white,
or period.
Illegitimate banks will be authorized to make a change. In excess of dollars, but of course, accepting revenue, law enforcement.
How over the top is that?
That's very over the top.
Red, white, and blue money. Is that the same one? No. That's black. The other one was olive.
Mm-hmm.
I converted my assets to Swiss francs last week.
It could take some nice food for a change.
Is he going to kill himself? Hopefully.
Probably from wearing them plastic badges.
Yeah.
Not. See, everyone's afraid of walking. That's why that guy quit machine gun, because walking was there.
Yep.
Hell yeah, just hold this shit.
Blood is not exactly,
Who cares? Walking,
we know
walking across the fucking, Oh, that's a rocket launcher.
Yep.
El presidente, idiota. Every one of his main guys have made it.
Yep.
Only
the flyboy who joined them midair.
Yeah.
Apologize,
We're like, oh shit, Walken's there. Run.
Nice. Okay, that was fun. That was
definitely
fun. Oh,
God, yeah.
That was fun. And I got to say, Luis. Thumbs up to Luis, man.
Yeah, just a thumbs up to Glickenhaus for writing that speech and just being so blunt about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, he was making points here. You know, he was making political points. The one thing I will say about Luis Guzman is his latest foray into film and TV is Wednesday. He's playing Gomez Adams Wednesday.
Yeah. Who cares that he looks just like Gomez from the
cartoons?
Well, from the strip.
Right. Oh, that was filmed in the Philippines. Okay, there you go.
Of course.
Nice. Too bad we didn't have Vic Diaz in there somewhere. Oh, well.
He was pretty much retired by then. He had, he was at the verge of, senility.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah. Head wigwam maker, caretaker.
Yeah.
It's filmed in New York and the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's filmed in New York.
He was still acting in 91. He was still acting. But it was all basically in the Philippines. Well, of course, this was, he's in Case Sheet 2, 1994. Oh, well, that's the way it is. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, was I right that it got over the top and very wacky during the last third? Once we to the fundraiser, after that, it just,
Yep. Yep.
Major Tinney, Dirk Sakar, Chuck Vienna.
Santos is Chick Panera. And he's around. You see him around.
Yeah. Dave Patterson.
Victor Argo is El Presidente.
Yeah, I knew that.
Papo. Papo. Luis.
See, Brothers in Arms, written by Mark Knopfler.
Music performed by Christopher Franke. Damn.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, this wasn't theaters because it says Dolby Stereos in theaters. 91.
Yep.
This is right before Walken's Abel Ferrara.
Period. This was really good. This was really good.
Yeah, I could tell, you know, yeah. I mean, it's one of those you expect a silly action, but you didn't expect some of the places it went. Like holding the mob guy up on the fucking...
on the top of the building on a crane.
Yeah,
that was,
this
that
is
was,
our annual fundraiser.
Lucky. Throwing the ceiling fan out so the guy kills him, you know, kills the guy who's tied up to it.
Wow! And you get to hear the him clonk with the ceiling fan, clonk.
Yep. Nice. Well, thank you so much, Stephen, for getting me on this. This was an absolute blast.
And Louie, god damn, Louie. I'm amazing to see this because all the reviews say that Louis Guzman steals this movie in just that one scene.
Well, you know, I didn't know him real well. I was only like there 2-3 times playing poker, but he was one of the most just down to earth guys, seriously. And he absolutely loved he loved my friend, and they were close, and he accepted me like, hey, you're a friend of Ralph's, you're a friend of mine, man. And let me tell you something. The one thing he did like to do was drink some Corona or some Negro Modelo.
Yeah.
Seriously. He liked his Mexican beer big time.
And next week, we're going to deal with the very first collaboration of Walken and Abel Ferrara.
Which is a
movie that's not about what you would think if you even watch the trailer. You expect to get film A, but you get film B. And film B is just so goddamn interesting.
And it's got a great cast. It's got an absolute fantastic cast.
And it
has
Victor Argo in it again.
Yep, Victor's there.
And that is Abel Ferrara's King of New York.
Yep, absolutely. Good one.
It is one of the best of the deaths of old New York.
Don't give too much away.
That's starting from the first.
Right, right.
That,
but
there
the dirtiest words only start with G.
Yeah, there is enough of those to really have their own subgenres, like Takedown by Glickenhaus.
The Deuce.
Yeah. 40, well, that was after...
Deuce.
Yeah, 40 Deuce, the Friday the 13th Part 7 Incident.
Yep.
Even
The Equalizer.
Yeah, Fear City.
Oh, yeah, Fear City. Good stuff.
The best thing about Abel is he loved New York. But the problem is, as much as he loved New York, he loved his pharmaceutical materials.
Now, and he's basically clean now, isn't he?
Yeah. He still hasn't made up with Nicholas St. John.
No, which is a shame. Those two were a powerhouse writer.
Yeah, those were two together that there was a lot of people that actually thought that Nicholas St. John was a pseudonym for Abel. And what evil are you up to over at
Deviant Legion? Okay, so tonight we welcome actor Kenan Walker to our podcast. Kenan Walker is the star of the newly released The Reaper Man, which is on pay-per-view. Basically The Reaper Man. It is a crime story. It was filmed in Memphis. And he is also, Keenan is also the duck master at the Peabody Motel.
Yeah, I know that.
You know, and he he's a really good friend of our podcast, really good friend of Rachel's. So we're going to have a great show tonight.
I'm sure.
Please join us.
Tell him for me that, what's his name, who did The Monster and the Girl, the two, Estes T. Perlman.
Looking down
for him in heaven with love.
Okay, good. I'll tell him that.
He'll know what I mean, because you can't tell
him exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I will tell him that. He he's a really good guy. He actually was on To Tell the Truth too, as the duck master.
Because he was the duck master.
And he's also really good friends with David Arquette and Pee Wee Herman. Very cool.
Oh, cool. And what else do you have going? Because if you only have one show going this week, this weekend, I'm like pulling out a cross and like, what did you do to Carl?
Well, tomorrow, we had a show planned with Vicky and Limes Marshall. We were going to have Limes back, but something happened, and I'm not really at liberty to say. But what we will do tomorrow, I can guarantee this, is we're going to do a commentary watch of The World, the Flesh, and the Devil. In honor of the passing of,
Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte, thank you.
Hey, this has always been the scariest thing about me and you through the years.
Yeah.
When I have a brain fart about something, I whip it out and you do it. But when I have a brain fart about something, you whip out the info and bring it in.
Hey, listen, you know, we are definitely on the same wavelength.
We're idiots of a feather.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plans I have pretty much is probably watching Lost Highway with my dear, sweet Tracy. She wants to watch that again.
Okay. By the way, there's one other I do want to mention because I want you on this podcast. Okay. So on Monday, which is this coming Monday, Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Back up.
Okay.
What are you and TC doing on Sunday?
Oh, on Sunday, I am not part of this show on Sunday. But Rock This Town Radio, he's going to have his friend Randy Gourley on, and it's called Hitting the Pavement. It's all songs about roads, streets, boulevards, that sort of thing. So I actually get a week off because he's got Randy coming in.
Is he going to have that one by Willie DeVille?
Where
he talks about driving down the street in the car. What?
I'm not sure if he'll have Willie DeVille. I do not know.
Yeah, but you know which one I'm talking about. The one we're
talking about.
Little Jimmy.
So I do want to talk about Monday real quick.
Okay.
And I want you on the show. I've told you about this. We are welcoming someone very special, Miss Rhonda Jo Petty. If you do not know the name, she was an actress during the golden age of porn in the late 70s into the mid-80s. And more than likely, I have been in contact with Jeannie Silver, and those two are very good friends, so Jeannie will probably be on there, too.
Oh, yeah, something that we forgot that we need to say. And let's sing it together, Carl.
Okay. One,
happy
two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Annette.
Yeah,
Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Annette Hynes, one of the few ladies in adult films from that era that you do not want to fuck with.
Right. And may I also say that it's happy 70th for Annette. So,
yeah.
You know, absolutely. We hope you had a wonderful birthday, Annette. Seriously.
Yeah. And
right.
With that, we'll see you next week. And goodbye, farewell.
I'll be
and
your thing.
Enjoy the movie and enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks, Stephen, for having me on. Really appreciate it, man.
Okay. Wait, you got to pick another movie next week. King of New York don't show up to the first.
Okay. Still doing Walking next week, so I'll come up with another one with Walking.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Peace,
that's easy.
Love, and violence.
Okay. All right, folks. Good night.
Good night.